We Live It, and once again, I'm living it with my co-host, Annette Stebbins. Annette's a regular here. She has her own company.
Thank you.
Her own company. She's one of Madison's top designers, and she has helped me a lot with decisions I've had to make. Anyway, this segment is being brought to you by Madison Plastic Surgery Associates, Dr. Stephen Fernston, and now is the time to schedule a spring tune-up if you need a tuck, a nip, or just a little laser to erase some of those lines. And you're looking at me on that like you see some lines here, and there are quite a few. But it's not too late, and with summer rapidly approaching, I urge you to call Dr. Stephen Fernston and make an appointment. We have with us in the studio this morning, for those of you that are just catching the last 20 minutes of the show, we have with us Twee Pham Remley. She is an educator, and she's been with the public schools for some 30-some years, and with sitting next to her is a colleague, Bill Keyes. They both taught at West High School. Bill taught English there for 31 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
Hey, what a memory. I remember that. Anyway, thank you guys again for coming on and shedding some light on what's going on with referendums. I'd just like to ask one question, and then I'd like to move along to the school board, because I think people would like to... I think this would be helpful for people in making a decision.
And people need to be reminded that Bill is serving his third year of the second term on the school board. So that gives him a different perspective, too, from all of us.
Yes. And he is now presently, he's been former president of the school board. He's been reelected 3 times as president. But now he is chairman of the Long Range Planning Committee, which is a very important committee. Bill, I'd like to hear your thoughts on some of the controversial issues that the Board of Education has to deal with. Do you think some people will simply vote no because of their negative feelings towards the board? With, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, the Christmas tree, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think would that be just ammunition enough for them to go in and say, I'm just anti-board and I'm going to vote no?
Oh, sure. Those folks are always out there.
So if that's a simple just
yes?
Okay. Okay. All right. Annette, you're on.
Well, I'm curious. We don't have enough time to discuss all of these facts, but I'm curious to know is, you know, the district has, what they've done to tighten their belt can the Madison taxpayers actually afford these continual raises and these continual changes that are going on? And what can we do to better inform them to let them know why their taxes are going up and what percentage is going to education, but mostly can they afford it?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions.
I know. I'm going to let you sort that out. Take your pick. I like the one about the taxpayers.
Well, which question about the taxpayers are you talking about?
Do you think the Madison taxpayers can actually afford going to another referendum, having to raise more money, and how it's going to affect them?
All right. This is how it will affect them. With the first question on the Leopold edition, it will be $25 a year on the average Madison home, which is valued at, I think, about $202,000 for 15 years. And then that debt will be retired because the building will be built and we can get on with things there. The maintenance referendum will cost them nothing extra. Nothing, absolutely not. Now, if they voted it down, it would reduce their taxes by $82 per year. So that information has to be out there. The operating referendum would cost them, let's see, I'm looking at my figures here, I've lost it. Give me a second.
Yes, okay.
This is very embarrassing.
Oh, I can answer well with that.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure you have it there.
Yes, I have it here.
All right.
So if you are asking for all three together or one at a time, because actually...
Let's do one at a time. The Leopold is $25 a year.
Okay.
A figure here.
Okay.
And the maintenance is nothing extra. All right. And the operating expenditure referendum, that's the one I'm missing on my sheet of paper.
Was that $85? Did I read somewhere I was...
That's correct. That is correct. That's
Boy. Hey, for reading this a quarter to two this morning.
You did
it. You've
done a great job.
After 15 years, it continues. Because this is every 5 years. So that means it's not one shot. It's forever.
That's right.
All right. Now,
Bill concurs with that.
See, this is what was important. Yeah, I agree. Because the gap is continuing to increase. In other words, the state allows us to spend only 2.6% extra per year. But the cost, the QEO, with qualified economic offer, which means that the local school district has to offer its employees, the teachers union particularly, or teacher representative bodies, and many of the workers who, of course, are going to be out working for no less than that, administrators, et cetera, it has to offer them a 3.8% increase per year in order to avoid arbitration. Now, I have been involved in two arbitrations myself, and I can tell you that teachers' unions always come out ahead in arbitrations, because when they go to arbitration, the fact finder or the arbitrator or the court, whoever is hearing the case, does not look at the programs. What that person looks at is the amount of money that's available to spend, and really will say, no, the teachers deserve this amount of money, and it'll always be more, well more than 3.8%. And as a result, the programs will have to be cut. So responsible boards of education, which are throughout the state doing the same thing, are avoiding going to arbitration because they know they're going to lose the case.
I just want to, on this question of maintenance, and I'm naive in this, so please, but it seems to me that we know just from our homes, from just our lifestyles, that there's a certain amount of maintenance that has to be done every year. Why isn't there
a
reserve fund that just goes on and is raised just because of inflation, is raised and adjusted to inflation every year, that it is always there, sort of a sacred trust that is used for maintenance, and it is applied to the schools so that things are maintained, so we don't have this huge problem at the end when things are not nipped and tucked as you go?
Well, in fact, we do dedicate a lot of money to maintenance every year, $3.1 million every year already. And we cannot put that into, as you've suggested, contingency or maintenance or a special fund, because we're limited to where we can put that money, period. In other words, we're only allowed to collect so much money from taxpayers. But example of major maintenance is brick tuck pointing at East High School, which is going to be $3.4 million. Exterior windows at Toki Orchard, which are going to be $1.7 million. Exterior canopy and fascia and cupola and temperature controls and valves at West, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year, by the way, is $1.6 million.
Gee, I think we need another bid.
Now, let's consider this. The amount of square footage of all the Madison Public Schools is equal to the Sears Tower. That's an enormous structure. The interesting part about that is that the Sears Tower has only one roof. Now, you consider that there are 43 buildings in the Madison Metropolitan School District, and they all have roofs. And those of you who are homeowners, and I'm one of them, we know we have to replace that roof every few years. Suppose you had 43 times that many.
Oh, but that's comparing apples and oranges. Let me tell you this. Talk about the district tightening belt. I kept wondering, with the way it's so mismanaged, did anybody in the public ever look into the way the district spend money on food?
On pardon?
On food?
Yes,
food?
On food, yes. All sort of things that you have to look at that. When I work at DOE, there's a lot of money wasted on food and throw away. Now talk about, you said about you have to fire so many people and still didn't reduce very much. Actually, the Madison District didn't really fire. They pay settlement silently on the side.
Oh, that raises a question.
Yes.
I'd like to ask that question of you, Bill. With settlements, do you have in-house attorneys? Do you ever get outside consultants?
We have. We use both. For example,
is this figured into the budget?
Oh, yes, yes.
Money is set aside.
Oh, yes.
Is the public privy to know how much is being spent on legal fees?
Yes. That's open information.
Okay. So please share that with the public. The reason I say that, I know on any given day there's a lot of time being spent on mediation. There's money spent for private investigators.
But how do you alleviate that? I mean, with
what figures are you talking about?
The public didn't know. Okay, my case is, for example, a very obvious case, and you know that, Bill. I am a senior teacher, and I'm a minority teacher, specialized in language. And the district, just because they don't like the way I ask questions about they mismanage things at Doyle, I was told by the superintendent that if you don't like it here, it's time for you to go. And I said, no, I don't go anywhere, because this is my community, and I see the children need to be served. So what did they do? They gave me to Sue Bauman at the City Hall 2 years free. They don't even collect the fee. So I was told just go, honey, go. Train the city district the department. And I retired when I was 55. I could have stayed and worked more of the district, but nobody could stand keeping the integrity to go along with the bunch that's doing things like that. In fact, I think people should talk to the people who had been very mistreated and had to leave the district, had to retire early, and please check how much money was being spent for legal expenses.
I have something to ask of Bill. Right, we're going to have to cut for break in just 1 minute here, which raises this question in my mind. Do you think that some of the board members are perhaps a little too, was the word, cozy, chummy with the administration? I don't mean all, but do you think that exists?
Not at all. I can assure you there are a lot of heated arguments and discussions that take place off camera and in meeting rooms. We make it very clear that we are the superintendent's boss, and he very carefully, during a meeting, is looking around that room, counting those votes, not to see whether his agenda is going to be supported, but rather what the board wants. That's always been his approach. And we have been very direct. We have made him reverse his positions, for example, on the bilingual of a charter school at Alice. We made him reverse his position on the Wexford Ridge partnership with the community center there. So it has happened before, many times. And he says, and we take him up on this, just tell me what you want me to do, and I will do it. And he has been, you know, extraordinarily faithful in following through with this.
So then you are saying that the board has a very good working relationship with our...
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's amazing. Please, let me say one thing.
You have 30 seconds because we have to cut right now.
The superintendent picked the principal at East against the recommendation of the selection committee, and he said that it's a mistake. So who paid for the mistake? Us, the taxpayer.
The superintendent is entitled to hire. Is this my phone?
Yes, I talk to a lot of things, Bill.
He is by law charged with the responsibility of hiring administrators. Not all administrators hired turn out to be good ones, even if they're recommended by committee. I have served on selection committees, and we have sent forward candidates. And I was on one selection committee where we sent forward three candidates, and two of them had to be disqualified because of things we didn't know about in their past. And so it fell to the third one as a fait accompli.
So the students don't get service. We still have to pay. And who is going to run it? You are on the long-range committee.
We don't have too much time left.
Are we going to go the same way again and again?
We have to cut for break, unfortunately, because I want to get back to, I got some questions of Bill that I want to ask him about the long-range planning committee, because we should talk about that. We're really running out of time. What I'd like to ask him about after break is dealing with the growth in Madison's West Side. And we'll talk about that right after break, because that is becoming a booming area out there, and what are we going to do about that? So do stay tuned. We'll be back in about 60 seconds with Twi Pham Remily and Bill Keyes, and we're talking about the referendums that will be coming up on May 24th, and we hope you will all go out and vote.
Have you ever had a recurring dream, like the one where you show up for work in your pajamas, or the same monster chases you but you get away every time? Or my favorite, the flying dream where you're soaring above the earth? They say recurring dreams are the most significant. So what about when you're awake? What is your recurring dream then? A new home? College? Retirement? Wells Fargo believes dreaming is the first stage. Making your dream a reality is the next stage. We want to see you realize those dreams, no matter how big or small. Dreams take planning. Wells Fargo can help. We have a full range of products and services to help you plan your future and achieve your long-term and short-term goals. Our representatives can help you map out a plan to make your dreams a reality. Wells Fargo has been helping people take their dreams to the next stage for over 150 years. And once your dream is a reality, you'll have time to create a new one. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, members FDIC.
Put down the laundry basket. Turn off the dishwasher. Come on, sit down at the table. We gotta talk, girl. Multitasking. You know, the big business buzzword. Well, we girls have been doing it all our lives. That's where Dion Salon and Day Spa comes in. Whether it's a cut and color, an indulgent pedicure, a rejuvenating facial, or a relaxing massage. Dion Salon and Day Spa is a great girl place to catch up on news, to get the latest hairstyles and makeup, or to just lie quietly and breathe in the estrogen. Dion Salon and Day Spa. It's just for you. On the Beltline, in the Serginians building.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Boo and PD2 show. Sitting in Bowie's chair this morning is our good friend, she's a good friend of Boo's as well, Annette Stebbins. And Annette owns
Boku Ideas.
Yes, and you do have lots of ideas, that's for sure. And our special guests this morning are Tui Fahm Remily and Bill Keyes, and we're talking about, they're both educators, and we're talking about the referendums that you will be voting on May 24th. This segment is being brought to you by Dion Salon and Day Spa, and if you want to pick her up, or I suggest you trot over to her shop. She has a wonderful staff, and you'll come out looking beautiful, and also Professional Garment Center. And check out their body wrap, their seamless shapewear. Boy, if you're going to a wedding or someplace this spring or summer, slip into one of those and it'll take pounds off your thighs. Pounds, I guarantee it.
It sure beats cutting out dessert.
Oh, yeah. It does. You'll be one size smaller. And tell them Petey sent you. Anyway, Bill, before we cut for break, there's some things I need to know. And with this Leopold thing, we're going to be voting for the second school. Now, are we, this pairing and busing, is the need for the second school long range? You're on the long range planning committee. Well, when the population shifts and it seems to be shifting to the west side, are we considering what's going to happen out there with the boom on the west side? Won't there be a need for, since you're doing long range planning, I have to know what your long range plans are for the west side.
Well, first of all, the population is going to continue to grow at the Leopold attendance area. There's a lot of undeveloped land out there. And the reason we chose to build it on the same campus was that we would save millions of dollars because we already owned the land, and the land was purchased years ago with the intent of having two schools on that site.
So that was always the intent?
Always the intent. Now, they weren't sure whether they were going to be an elementary school and a middle school at that time because they didn't know what population would be out there. And it could theoretically turn into an elementary school and a middle school if the population shifted or aged or what have you, you know, quite a few years down. As far as growth on the west side, you're absolutely right. It's very significant. We're going to need buildings also on the east side. What we are doing is always scouting out the housing developments. What we are always doing is scouting out the land available. We have to be very, very careful in saying what specific plot of land we're looking at, because the instant you say that, owners say, whoa, we can jack the property up. So these are the kinds of negotiations that by law can be done private sessions.
Do you each have 30 seconds?
We only have 30 seconds for rebuttal. Oh, my.
Okay. Quickly.
Yes. I think that the public has the right to ask questions and know more before they approve any referendum coming up this month. And just like the way the districts play magic trick, the string program, 4 times out of 5 within the last 5 years, every time there's a cut, they put in a chopping board to scare people and keep the kids hostage. And I can assure you that now you don't. It's going to come back again because that touched our heart. What I say is that please be honest. We support public education.
Okay,
but be honest.
Not only strings, it is also athletics. It is also custodian positions. It is also psychologists. It is also community response teams. So to reduce it to just strings, is to make this a referendum on strings, is wholly fallacious. It's only $500,000. Out of a $7.4 million.
Okay, quickly, your predictions. Your predictions, Bill, on the election.
Yes.
You think it's yes?
I would just say no, and I hope people will say no.
Okay.
Thank you,
guys,
so much.
Thank you for this
great
very
show.
Heated dialogue. We enjoy. I'm sure they've been enlightened, our listeners out there.
Right.
And thank you, Annette, for joining
thank
me once
you.
Again this week.
To all
and
of our wonderful